7 minutes now after 10 o'clock, and it is time for Kaleidoscope. And this morning, we get to talk with Michael Mueller, the city administrator for the city of Mountain Lake. Michael, thank you for taking time and talking with us today. Well, we got a lot going on in Mountain Lake. I guess we just need to dig in and get after this.
Yep. We definitely have a lot of projects going around at Mountain Lake. You'll start seeing more construction. The precast panels are already built on the power plant, so it's right next to City Hall. It's hard to miss.
Yeah, it's going up fast, it seems like.
So the building's all up, and then they're going to start working inside soon, and goal is to get that all completed by the end of the year.
Very good. And then we've talked before about the repurposing or what's going to happen to the old building. Is there any update on that?
I had a lot of inquiries, actually, of people around the country regarding purchasing our old equipment and going through there. But I was hoping for the EDA in Mountain Lake to kind of repurpose that building into the private sector to have somebody who maybe be interested running a new business,
yeah,
and selling it to them.
Yeah, and it's a great location too, right there too.
It is, and there's a great opportunity. It's a nice building with nice windows too.
Yeah, for sure.
So I'd love to see that building still standing and repurposing it for a new opportunity.
So the power plant is definitely moving forward. What else do we got going on?
Oh, we're still working on that fire and ambulance hall. That one's off of County Road 1, but we're still working on getting that completed this year.
Okay.
And then we're going to repurpose and sell it to the EDA, and then they're going to try to sell that to a private entity as well. So we won't be keeping any of our older buildings and hopefully have a new business in there too.
Ah, just moving and shaking, aren't you?
Yep, the hotel should be completed by June as well. That's right next to the A&W off of Highway 60. That is still the plan. They're still they're working even on the weekends to get that all set and finished by June. So they're moving along quite well.
Now it went the shell of the hotel went up so fast, and then when you go by, it really doesn't seem like there's much happening there because you can't see what they're doing inside. Have you had a chance to take a look around inside?
I have, and I actually plan to go there shortly once more because I know all the electrical, studs were being built last time I was in there, and now it's more of the finishing work and the tiling that I assume will be happening at this time. But, yeah, it's just a lot of the finishing work that will be working inside.
It's nice to see that one nearing completion.
It is. And even a new project that would be starting shortly, they've only installed the water lines, but that would be a 12-unit apartment complex. That is a green light. It is a go. And that would be across from the city park on the corner of 4th Avenue and 10th Street. And they should be starting construction shortly, and that will be hopefully finished within a year.
And how many apartments?
12 apartments.
Wow, okay. That'll be a real nice addition to the town.
It is, and I'm hoping that the momentum that we're currently having doesn't stop, so hoping to see more to come in, and I hope to be talking to you more about that soon in the future.
Definitely. All right, so a lot of building, a lot of projects, a lot of things moving forward, but it is springtime, so there's also things going on that people are used to seeing this time of year.
Indeed, and I just wanted to shout out basically for that spring citywide cleanup. So if you want to get some of that clutter out of your house or around your yard, this is the time. It is Saturday, May 2nd, so you can place everything on the curb Friday the 24th, so coming up, and then everything on needs to be at the curb 6 a.m. Saturday morning on May 2nd.
Now, there are some rules on what you can and can't throw out on the curb, right?
Yes, and all that is listed on our city website, or you can always contact City Hall if you have additional questions regarding what items are not be able to be picked up, or what items that need to be recycled at the county landfill.
Very good, but that's coming up.
It is. It's a busy time for us, and hopefully that helps out with others too, because I know that's a big draw for most people waiting for that citywide cleanup.
Right, and this time of year, everybody wants to do their spring cleaning for sure. All right, Michael, anything else we need to mention this morning? You got so much going on.
Well, we do have federated broadband that is installing fiber throughout the community, so they will be expanding this entire summer. They are already installing the fiber, so if you do see some spray paint alongside your yard or flags, they're all in the right of way, and they should be reaching out to every property owner. It is free for every owner to get federated broadband fiber to your residence. There's no fee, and they are trying to get every home in Mount Lake with their fiber.
Wow. Okay. Very good. And so I'm guessing if you've got flags running through your yard when you mow, do you try to put them back then?
Yes. I will also be putting a notice out there shortly too, because when you're expanding throughout the entire city with a new fiber, there are times where things may be missed. So if you ever get like a power outage due to something, please contact City Hall Utilities. So I'm hoping everything goes smoothly, but accidents do happen.
That's for sure. Does Federated have a timeline to get that complete?
There's no dedicated timeline, but they are trying to get it done by the end of the summer, last I heard.
That's a lot of fiber.
Yeah, they definitely have a crew, and they're working through that.
Very good.
That is a lot of fiber.
All right, Michael, anything else we need to mention today?
I think that's all for today.
That is quite a bit. A lot going on, as usual, in Mountain Lake. All right, Michael Mueller, thank you for talking with us today.
Thanks for having me.
All right. That is City Administrator Michael Mueller from the city of Mountain Lake, and that will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.
The best country music of all time, only on 103.1 and 1580 KDOM.